Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure as always. Bob Dillerschneider is our guest. He's our great friend. Dillerschneider, the main website is dillerschneidergroup.com. Is that right, Bob?
That's it.
But then you can find the new book, Civility in America. Put a .com on the end of that, and you can find the book there in the e-version, hardback. I'm so happy to say that I have my hard copy in front of me, and I'm proud of that. It's got essays in it, folks, from Charles Osgood, from our good friend Steve Forbes, and a number of other folks. There's an afterword there by Bob. As well, and so check it out, folks, civilityinamerica.com. You're going to want to buy at least two because you're going to get this and you're going to want to give one away. Bob, one of the things that I'm thankful for, and I talked about this both hours today, I'm so thankful for small business owners, for their spirit, for their indomitable spirit, for their energy, for the way that they do go about their business. They don't ask for handouts. They don't ask for anything but just for people to treat them right, to be fair to them, to be trustworthy. And in terms of the government, you hear a lot of people saying the government needs to do more to help small business owners. Well, Bob, you're a small business owner. I'm a small business owner. I don't want the government to help me. I just want them to get out of my way. What do you think?
I'm right in that space. I mean, the other day we bought some fish, and the fish store normally closes at 6 o'clock. The guy said he'd stay open till 6:30 because we weren't quite in the area.
Yeah.
If government was controlling it, he'd shut the door.
He'd have to, right?
So he stayed open. We got the fish, and everybody's happy.
Here's something that I talked to my friend Leslie Kossoff last hour. She's in Paris.
Right.
And she's an American in Paris. We talked about what it's like to be celebrating Thanksgiving in Paris as an American. And one of the things, we were talking about the EU, some of the challenges of the EU. But one of the things she pointed out, Bob, is that in Europe, this is the longest period of time that Europe has gone without there being fighting among the countries. That one of the benefits that have accrued from the EU with all the other problems has been basically peace. And I reminded her about Frédéric Bastiat, the 19th century French economist, who said, when goods cross borders, armies don't.
That's true. But I have to say, the other flip side of that is right now people are very anxious about money in Europe.
Yeah.
The Germans don't want to bail out the Greeks. The French don't want to bail out the Italian.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of anxiety building up for this. The euro is in danger right now.
I agree with you, but at least the thing that I wanted to say, though, Bob, the direction I wanted to go on this is that the more people trade with each other, which means we need to get small business owners trading with small business owners around the world, the more that happens, the less people hate each other.
That's true.
The more tolerance there is. What do you think? Absolutely true.
And we need to do much more of it, by the way. Much more.
And we need to do it
without corruption.
That's a big deal right there.
If you operate in the United States, fundamentally there's no corruption. If you operate anywhere else in the world, there's a payoff, and that's not the way to do it.
Do you think that we will have more influence on them, or they will have more influence on us over time?
Well, I think if we have the upper hand in terms of our goods and services, mm-hmm. we will have a lot more influence on them. I think, you know, I don't know how you feel about Rick Perry, but one thing he said on foreign aid is let's start at zero and let's figure out who gets what and why are we supporting the terrorist state.
I agree with that.
So do I. I don't see why we should have to give money to a country that is harboring people that want to kill us.
Right.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, you're right. I like the idea of starting at zero and saying, telling everybody, okay, January 1, it's a clean slate. If you want our aid, you have to earn it. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying, and so let's go for it.
And by the way,
let's just say we saved about $1 trillion in aid. Think about what that would do in this country.
Exactly. Well, and of course, our aid does influence. If the aid needs to be spent to influence free market economies,
Yes.
Not necessarily American-style democracy. See, Bob, I believe that if you have free market economies, liberty will follow, and because you can't have one without the other.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But we sure need that. And I would not want to. Europe is a wonderful place. The wine's great. The cheese is great. the foie gras is great. All of it's good. But I would not want to live there, believe me. The freedom is just not there.
And the Thanksgiving
is not there.
And the litmus test on them will happen over the next year to two or three. Hey, Bob, thanks. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for being here. I'm thankful for our friendship.
It's just great, friendship. Thank you so much, and have a great Thanksgiving.
Bob Dillenschneider, ladies and gentlemen. Don't remember, civilityinamerica.com. Go there and buy that book. Buy two, because you're going to want to keep one and give one away, I promise you. And I'm thankful for Bob for producing that book. I got to go for this hour. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.